Delaware State Police have identified the man accused of killing a state trooper Tuesday afternoon at a Wilmington area DMV office. They say 44-year-old Rachman Rose of Wilmington allegedly shot Corporal Matthew Snook from behind with a handgun. Police say Snook pushed a DMV employee out of the way as Rose continued firing. They say Rose allowed the other customers to leave and then exchanged gunfire with other officers who responded. Both Snook and Rose were taken to the hospital, where they were pronounced dead. New Jersey could soon ramp up efforts to combat human trafficking. WHYY's David Matthau has more.
Lawmakers have approved a measure to require transportation networking company drivers to complete a training course on human trafficking. The class will include information on how to identify potential victims and instructions for reporting suspected trafficking to law enforcement. Because of its dense population and location along the I-95 corridor, Jersey is considered a hotbed for human trafficking activity, and officials are concerned things could get even worse next summer when several World Cup soccer matches will be played in the Garden State, drawing spectators from around the world. South Jersey Senator Troy Singleton says the legislation strengthens efforts to prevent trafficking and, quote, ensures more eyes and ears are prepared to intervene when something is wrong. From the New Jersey desk, David Matthau, WHYY News.
We are under a winter weather advisory through 10 a.m. tomorrow in the region as we track this winter storm that's moving through, and we're starting to see some light snow showers pop up in the western part of the region. That snow should develop between now and around 6 p.m. for most of you in the listening area. It's not going to be a major storm, expecting 1 to 3 inches in our listening region. If you're in the northern part of the Lehigh Valley, 2 to 4 inches before this storm peters out overnight.